Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Scientists have identified a link between systemic inflammation and fat metabolism that may underlie the increased risk of cardiovascular disease in people with multiple sclerosis. The study that finding lipoprotein profiling in early multiple sclerosis patients effect of chronic inflammation was published in the journal Lipids in Health and Disease. People with MS have an increased risk of cardiovascular disease, even without traditional risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, or elevated cholesterol levels in the blood. Cardiovascular disease is caused by the buildup of fatty deposits in arteries, which is linked to elevated total blood cholesterol and altered levels of two blood proteins that combine with lipids and cholesterol to form particles called either low-density lipoprotein cholesterol or high-density lipoprotein cholesterol. Overall, high levels of LDL-C and low HDL-C levels are risk factors for cardiovascular disease. However, the size of each particle can vary. Small, dense LDL-C particles are associated with increased cardiovascular risk, while larger LDL-C particles are not. In contrast, it is thought that larger HDL-C particles are more protective than smaller ones. Studies have found that the reduction of HDL-C levels can be caused by pro-inflammatory signaling proteins secreted by immune cells, lending to a loss of anti-inflammatory functions and cholesterol transport. This suggests that chronic inflammation may be an important factor in the development of cardiovascular disease in people with MS. To explore this further, researchers at the Cornelius University in Slovakia, along with collaborators at the Slovak Academy of Sciences, designed a study to measure the overall lipid levels in the blood and the relationship between lipoprotein particle size and the inflammation in a group of people in the early stages of MS. The team recruited 10 women and 9 men newly diagnosed with MS, ages ranging from 20 to 45, not long after their first episode of symptoms. All participants were non-smokers without a history of cardiovascular disease or other serious conditions. Examinations were performed at least 2 months after an initial glucocorticoid treatment following the first MS episode, and all patients were in remission and without any medication when tested. A group of 19 age and gender-matched healthy people were included as the control group. The physical activity of participants was assessed using the Largeros Energy Expenditure Questionnaire, which measures the total energy output of all physical activity during an average weekday. Blood was drawn from each participant, and levels of total cholesterol, LDL-C, HDL-C, blood fat called triglyceride, as well as 15 cytokine signaling proteins were measured. The levels of different size LDL-C and HDL-C particles were also determined. Overall, compared to control subjects, MS patients engaged in the same level of physical activity and showed no significant differences in the level of LDL-C, HDL-C, triglycerides, or the 15 cytokines analyzed. While there are no differences found in lipid levels between women with MS and controls, men with MS had significantly higher total HDL-C levels and more small-sized HDL-C particles than controls. Cytokine levels in all MS patients were not connected to any of the different LDL-C subfractions, even when controlled for age and body mass index. However, higher levels of almost all the inflammatory cytokines were linked to lower levels of HDLC, large size HDLC, and higher levels of intermediate size HDLC. This trend was found to be statistically significant in women, but not in men. In conclusion, our results show higher HDLC and the small HDLC subfraction in males with early MS, suggesting that male MS patients might be at higher risk of atherosclerosis development, the researchers wrote. The observed pattern of correlations between HDLC subfractions and several cytokines reflect mutual links between systematic inflammation and lipid metabolism in early MS with low inflammatory activity, they concluded.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.